With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Columbia University's main campus will switch to hybrid learning for the rest of the semester. That's amid protest over Israel's war with Hamas that have roiled colleges across the U.S. University officials announced the move late Monday after more than 100 pro-Palestinian demonstrators who had camped out on Columbia's New York City campus were arrested last week. Students have protested against Israel's war in Gaza at many campuses. That includes New York University, a few miles south of Columbia. And encampment there swelled to hundreds of protesters, and police began to make arrests Monday night. Also at SRNNews.com, Wall Street reporter Evan Gershkovitz will remain in jail on espionage charges until at least late June. A Moscow court has rejected his appeal that sought to end his pretrial detention. The 32-year-old U.S. citizen has been detained since late March 2023. After months of delays and internal debate about how involved the U.S. should be abroad, the U.S. Senate expected to approve over $195 billion in war aid. Donna Warder reports.
$61 billion would be for Ukraine. $26 billion would go to Israel, as well as humanitarian relief to citizens of Gaza. $8 billion would be used to counter China in Taiwan and the Indo-Pacific. In order to gain more votes, House Republicans added a bill to the package that could ban TikTok in the U.S. if its Chinese owners don't sell their stake within a year. President Joe Biden first requested the money last summer, but congressional leaders had strong opposition from a growing number of conservatives who question U.S. involvement in foreign wars. Donna Warder, Washington.
This is SRN News. The center of global Christianity has shifted.
Sociologist Dr. Gina Zerlo, who specializes in the study of religious demographics, says 44% of the world's Christians now reside in Africa. A century ago, 82% of believers lived in the global north. That's Europe, the U.S., and Canada. Today, 67% of them live in the global south, which includes Africa, Asia, and Latin America. Dr. Zerlo presented her findings to the recent gathering of the Global Christian Forum. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new Idaho organization says it will ask voters to enshrine abortion in the state constitution. The pro-abortion Idahoans United for Women and Families says it hopes to have one or more initiatives on the 2026 ballot. Idaho has several pro-life laws on the books, including one that makes performing abortions a crime unless they are done to save the life of the mother. This is SRN News. Some American businesses operating in a huge foreign market have some concerns.
A report by the American Chamber of Commerce in China says that simmering tension between Beijing and Washington remains the top worry of U.S. companies operating in China. The survey of American firms finds inconsistent and unclear policies and enforcement, rising labor expenses, and data security issues are other top concerns. The report says despite Chinese leaders' insistence that Beijing welcomes foreign business, many still face discrimination. Rich Thomason reporting.
French authorities say five people died while trying to cross the English Channel. It occurred just hours after the British government approved a migrant bill to deport some of those who entered the country illegally to Rwanda. Authorities say they spotted several boats packed with migrants off the coast. Several French Navy ships intervened. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.